The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of Airing of Grievances. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Micah.
Hey.
All right, guys. This episode is entitled The Fusilli Jerry. This is an episode where Elaine starts dating Jerry's mechanic, David Putty, who is one of the greatest fucking side characters on the show. Played by Patrick Warburton.
Yes.
Meanwhile, we come to find out that Putty has been using Jerry's sexual moves on Elaine. George is dating a woman who is super bored with him and having sex. And Kramer went down to Department of Motor Vehicles to get new license plates. And to his surprise, he got vanity plates with the word ass man on them. So he suspects that it might be a proctologist, vanity plates. What did you think of this episode?
This is a funny episode. It goes down in history as being the first appearance of David Putty, who is a hilarious character. Patrick Warburton he gives it his all.
Oh, absolutely.
This episode had. So what do you think about the title of this episode?
It should have been called The Ass Man.
So like, that was the first title that they were going to use. It was going to be called The Ass Man.
Yeah.
NBC Standards and Practices said no.
Yeah, that makes sense. The move would have been better.
That was going to be the second title. But I don't know why they didn't settle on The Move. The Ass Man, The Move, and The Fusilli Jerry were the three titles. The Ass Man was first. No, it's got ass in the title. I have no idea why they didn't choose The Move.
The Move is the obvious choice then.
Right.
Like, right. It's a big part. It's actually a big part of the episode. The Fusilli Jerry thing is not.
It's the crux of the episode.
Right.
Of the A story.
Yeah, that is really weird.
And then The Fusilli Jerry, and I always forget about this episode because I'm like, The Fusilli Jerry, what the fuck is that? You know what I mean?
Right. And yeah, that's not what I thought when I watched this today. I was like, I didn't remember all the ass man stuff or the move stuff. I didn't remember any of it from the title.
Exactly. So, I don't appreciate the title because it doesn't really, make any sense. But other than that, the episode is great. I find it hilarious.
Yeah, no, I like this episode. Again, David Putty is super good. He's such a good fucking character, man. Like, I almost wish he had been a completely regular character from the jump because he's just so good. But he's probably, of all of the characters, all the side characters, he's probably the most recurring next to, like, Newman.
Yeah.
I would argue. Although, I don't know if I put Newman as a side character necessarily. He's more of a, like, just an offshoot of the main people because he lives in the building and he's Jerry's nemesis for some reason.
Yeah.
David Putty is definitely a standout character. So the episode starts with Elaine basically explaining how, she was with David Putty. First off, she's telling Jerry that, she's dating David Putty and he's like, that's my mechanic. He should have talked to me about this. He's dating my ex-girlfriend and all this other stuff. And she's like, yeah, okay. Whatever, dude. It's like 1,000 years ago. Then we find out George's mother is getting an eye job. Cause she's saying that she's back out there. She's out there in the single world. So she's getting the eye job. And George just can't deal with the fact that his mom is out there dating while he's out there dating.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to deal with it either.
Yeah, no, I totally am. George is 100% correct in this.
Right. What is an eye job?
I think that's just like an eyebrow lift.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that. I
had no idea what the hell an eye job is.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. And some people actually need that. Like their eyes really droop as they get older. It's happening to me actually. So I probably will get an eye job at some point. Because I'll have to look like, all like shiny and plasticky, you know, and look like a crazy person. That's definitely the way I want to go. I'm never getting facial surgery. Not unless it's something that like went wrong.
Yeah.
Like if I had a bomb blow up in front of my face or something. Like,
well, then you would have to get a prosthetic leg.
Yeah, well, no, of course. I mean, that's how technology works. Yeah, so no, I'm never getting facial surgery. Like I would never get a nose job. I would never get any of that shit. Like, no, they're going to make you look like a cat person. And then it's over because you can't fix that. Once you become a cat person, you're done.
I wouldn't get facial surgery, even if I had like an explosion or something hit my face, because then I could finally put these masks to use.
Ah, yeah, that's true. You could just go full Doom.
Yeah.
But then, like, you would still just wear your regular clothes. You would just have the Doom mask and just, like, jeans.
Yeah. I would just wear, you know, my normal V-neck sweaters with a Doom mask.
just a casual Doom.
Yeah.
Everyday Doom, really.
Yeah, yeah. Just invest in, like, you know, sweatshirts and hoodies and shit.
That's all it is. Oversized sweatshirts and hoodies. Like, what the hell is that guy's problem? I have no idea. He has a single scar on the side of his face. He's a real asshole about it. He's a real prick. Kramer goes down to the DMV to pick up new plates, and he gets these plates, like I said before, that say Ass Man on it, which is not what he was expecting, but they apparently must have been mixed up. You riding around in some Ass Man plates?
I would never give vanity plates, period.
No?
No, I would never get vanity plates.
I don't think I could either.
No, and it's not that I'm not vain enough for vanity
plates. No, clearly not.
Of course I am. But if for whatever reason I'm speeding or whatever, or, you know, I don't want vanity plates are easy to remember.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, screw that. I want plates that you can't tell whether it's a zero or a certain or an O, and I want to confuse you when I'm, you know, hitting and running people, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Yeah, you would just, you know, you'd get the license plate like 0000000, right? Like, that's the way to do it. Really, really screw with people. Yeah, I don't think I could do vanity plates. I think because I would be so afraid that whatever I chose wouldn't be cool after a while, and then it just wouldn't work.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like I don't like the ones where it's like God's gift or like shit like that. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, and then in order to like have like certain phrases, you have to use leet speak, and I can't stand leet speak.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
You know, and. Letters for numbers and numbers for letters and you know, the letter R instead of A-R-E. Like, nah, man, I hate that shit.
Yeah. I knew a guy who had, I think in Virginia, he had Hacker. He was like a big like IT guy, and he had Hacker as his license plate, and it was spelled like, you know, like H4C. Ugh. I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah, I can't stand it. I can't stand
it. Yeah, I'm like, dude, I'm over it. Please stop. So at this point, we see Elaine just finishing up having sex with Putty. And, you know, she's got this like worried look. And he's like looking a look of satisfaction. He's like, yeah, you know, that was pretty good, right? She's like, yeah, it was fine. And he's like, something to manage. She's like, no, everything was great. But she clearly is, everything is not great. And so she tells Jerry the next day that he did the move that he used to do on her. And clearly Jerry had told Putty about the move. Not that he used it on Elaine, but that that was his move. Yeah. I assume from this episode, they're just talking about an oral move.
Yeah. I would imagine it has something to do with like, you know, the tongue.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Although apparently there's a knuckle and a pinch and like all these things.
Yeah. What the fuck are they doing?
I guess you're pinching her nipple, I guess, at the end while you're doing something else. And I don't know what the knuckle is, but that is not, that's not a move. Don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to punch it. Yeah, like, come on. What man. Are you doing?
Yeah. That's crazy. And so Jerry gets really pissed that, you know, that Putty's out there copying his move. And he's like, I'm going to call him and tell him to stop doing it. And Elaine's like, slow down. He's like, I like the move. I like the move. And he's like, well, he does a pinch instead of a swirl. And he's like, oh yeah, the pinch. I've done the pinch. Like, that's not new. Which is hilarious to me. Yeah, I don't have any moves. I feel like if you have move, like as far as like that specifically, like I feel like if you have moves like that you do every time, that seems lame to me.
Yeah, if you have a routine.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like unless you're out there slaying like a bunch of chicks, right?
Right.
You have to, you know, like you're a comedian doing the same set from city to city because no one has heard it before. You know what I mean?
But right. That makes sense.
Right. But if you've got like, if you do the same shit every time,
you gotta change it up, man. You can't just be like, well, I've got a routine and like, that's it. That's the only one. Like, nah, come on, man. You can do better
right.
than that.
Right.
Also, your partner's going to get bored. Yeah. The swirl. I get it. All right. All right.
Right.
All
right.
This guy's never had a peach. Get out of here. I don't have any routines like that. That seems utterly ridiculous.
Nah, man. Especially now that, you know, we're married. You gotta knock it out of the park, man.
Yeah, you gotta change it up. You gotta
swing for the fences.
Yeah, you gotta change it up because you got 50 years.
Right.
Eventually you're gonna get tired. So
right.
You know, bring your A game.
Having a routine is called being in a rut.
Yeah, yeah. So like, you know, you gotta do like crazy things, like punch each other in the face or whatever. I don't know. Like, whatever you're into. Right? Like on Californication. Just punch the guy in the mouth. Yeah, don't hit me. Like, don't do that. Like, that is the type of porn I'm into. Do not hit me. Like, I'm not okay with that. Yeah, watch while I dominate you and beat the shit out of you. I'm good, actually. Can we just treat each other like we care? Like, please. That hurt.
Can we pretend like we're enjoying ourselves?
Yeah. I got to tell you, man, I really don't. Like, I've never been into any of that, like, just beating the shit out of each other. Or, like, where you're, like, trying to fuck each other, like, trying to hurt each other. I'm like, what is going on? Stop.
Right. Don't kick me in the balls.
Yeah, like, come on.
What are you
man.
Doing?
Now I'm going to try to ride you until it bleeds. How about no? How about no? Take your time. I'm good, man. I'm good. Like, I'm not really into sport fucking. Like, that's not really my thing. You know, not with a person I care about. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you're going to remember this. Like, I mean, like, calm down. Like, you can remember the passion. Like, how nice it was. Yeah, come on. I'm not trying to hurt you. Come on, girl. Stop it. Trying to get in, catch a charge. God damn.
Right.
He tried to hurt me. Like, where are these bruises from? Well, Your Honor, she wanted it. She knew what this was. Like, come on.
That, right. Now you sound like a rapist.
Yeah, exactly. Like, nah, yo. Like, So George gets mad at Jerry because he's like, you never taught me the move. And he's like, look, man, I can't just be giving this information out all willy-nilly. And he's like, look, I'll put it in the vault. It'll be in the vault. I'm not going to say anything. He's like, no, it's not about the vault. Like, but this information, like, this is important. Like, don't fuck around. Like,
right.
You can't just pass this along to anybody.
This is a weapon to be used, not a weapon to be held.
Yeah, exactly. And so he said, this is not some parlor trick. Some parlor trick to be used. So he says, so George is like, look, you going to tell me or not? Like, get the fuck out of here. The funniest lie was, Jerry goes, do you have a headboard? George's like, yeah. Is it padded? No. Good. Which is just really fucking hilarious. So he tells George about the move. And he gives him all the information. He's like, look, I use the swirl. It's pretty good. It's a clockwise swirl at the end. Then they get back to Jerry's apartment. Kramer comes in. He's got a pasta version of Jerry called Fusilli Jerry. Because Jerry is silly, which is fucking stupid.
okay, Kramer.
Yeah, like, And then he tells George, which I thought was funny. He's like, I'm making one out of you. I'm making it out of ravioli. I'd be like, yo, fuck you, my nigga. Like, that's fucked up. That ain't right. I would have liked to see that, though, I have to say. So he tells him about the plates, and he says, yeah, that it's likely a proctologist. And like, if you're ever near a proctologist at a party, just plant yourself there because they're going to tell you some of the funniest stories you've ever heard. Which is probably true, by the way.
It's absolutely true.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talking about ass.
Yeah.
Like, and yeah, it's literally what people, is what people stick up their ass.
Yeah. And they don't want to tell, they don't want to admit it.
Right.
Because our society is weird. Like, if that's what you're into, have at it, Hoss. You're sick. You're disgusting, but it's fine. No, I'm kidding. Next up, Jerry goes and confronts Putty. He's like, yo, you're stealing my fucking move. You're nothing but a hack. And he's like, no, I was doing that move for the most part before I met you. And I use a pinch. I don't even do the swirl. And he's like, how about this? How about you take your car elsewhere and the next time you need help, like, fuck out of here. And so, of course, Jerry's like, all right, fine. And then he does, and his car gets wrecked.
Like, immediately.
Yeah. George tries to do the move on his girlfriend, and she is not pleased about it. She says it's like aliens poking her body. Because he doesn't do it in order. He does it out of order. So he fucked that up. Putty no longer is going to do the move on Elaine because Jerry got in his head and called him a hack. And Kramer's getting messages on his car saying, hey, like, what was the letter? It was pretty funny. It says, call me 362446.
Yeah, if you're looking, got what you're looking for.
I think you got what you're looking for, ass man. I'm like, all right, go ahead, Kramer. That's so funny. He shows up with that that thick woman at the end. He's like, yeah, that's right. I'm like, all right, we see you. Kramer goes and picks up Estelle at the surgeon after her eye job, and he, while he's driving, people are like, yo, ass man, like, and she's like, oh, I guess they're, because they see him with me, they think he, you know, I'm a piece of ass. Like, no. That is not true.
Calm down, lady.
Yeah, like, your eye job is not working. Get out of here. So then Kramer stops short because he drives over something. He stops short and puts his arm out. And so she thinks he makes a pass at her.
That, you ever, like, I've stopped short because I've had to.
Right.
Like, never with the intent of trying to cop a feel. Like,
that seems weird. That? No, I would never do that.
Yeah, like, that seems very, very odd.
Yeah, I'm not trying to just cop a feel. That's just not really my thing. That's I don't know. That just seems like a really fucking cheap move.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, fuck that. Elaine comes in and she's saying how, you know, Putty's new move is the worst. It's just a lot of production that goes nowhere. And then George is like, does it have a knuckle in it? And she's like, yeah, it does. He's like, that's my move. And she's like, yeah, I'm not surprised. which is just shitting on George for no goddamn reason. So then Frank finds out that Kramer stopped short with her, and he gets furious, and he's like, I'm going to go fuck this guy up. Jerry asks Elaine to find out what all of his work would cost to Putty, and she starts asking him while she's having sex with Putty, which I'd be like, no, we're not going to talk about mechanic anything. My wife doesn't talk to me about IT shit. Get out of here.
What a weird like, do you guys talk during sex? What's the weirdest thing you've said pre or post coitus?
I love you. No, that's not true. That's a good question.
Like, because I can't imagine, like, yeah, like you said, I can't imagine talking about, you know, street lighting right after, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. What's the weirdest thing? Probably, you know, I think the dog needs to go out. Probably. I don't know. Like, I mean, we're generally pretty tired. Like, yeah, you put your all into it. If it's good, if you could just pop up and be like, all right, well, it's time to do, you know, like, then no. Unless it was like a quickie. Like, when you're trying to, like, yeah, I'm trying to get something done, like, just run in. I have a tendency to be, like, very amped about, like, lunchtime quickies during, like, springtime. Like we'll both come home for lunch. And, like, I will get back to work. And this is when I lived in my old house. Like, it was closer to work. And, like, and before my wife was doing the job she did. But we would come home for lunch because she'd already be home because she was off in the summers. And I'd come home, have a little fun, whatever, and then go back. But, like, the problem was, like, I would never eat. So I'm fucking starving. Like, I'm starving. I'm still sweating for some goddamn reason. Like, what the fuck? But, yeah, like, I think probably I got to get back to work. Like, yeah, that's probably
it. And then that's still kind of odd, right? Like, you know, you just do this passionate lovemaking and all of a sudden, all right.
Gotta go. Out. Yeah. Yeah. And just like, oh, man. And then you got to go back to work. You're like, I hate everyone here.
Yeah. That's why I never understood the lunchtime quickie. Like,
no. That's a solid move, man. That's my move. No, the lunchtime quickie is a good one, man. That's good. Here's a weird thing to know about me, right? Again, this is why you pay your $5 a month. I generally, that's not fair. Sometimes I get like pretty like amped up if it's just me and my wife like doing like house shopping things. Like very like, hey, we're shopping for furniture. Like that 100% I'm like, yeah, we need to go home and fuck. I don't know, dude. I'm a fucking psychopath. I'm a psychopath. I don't know what it is about that. I think it's just like the idea of, I don't know what it is, but like it works a lot. I don't know.
I have never ever heard of that before.
Yeah, I know. Again, my wires are crossed. Like, yeah, you take me to IKEA, I'm walking around a little bit, I'm like, get the Swedish meatballs, you start picking out furniture, let's rock and roll.
Like, I mean, we just go. Because it's a lot of, like, it reminds you of a home. Like,
I think that's what it is.
That you can fuck. Like,
yeah, I think that's what it is. It's fucking weird. Yeah, it is.
Well, I can never go to IKEA anymore.
I don't shop at IKEA. Don't worry.
We occasionally shop at IKEA because, you know, we need decent shit. We need, you know, average shit at a reasonable price.
Well, that's the thing is we shop for certain things at IKEA, and then there's certain things I'm like, I'm not getting something that's going to fall apart in 8 minutes.
Right.
Not buying a couch made of plywood and Allen wrenches. Like, get the fuck out of here. No, but like especially if we're at like a high end furniture store, not that we're like rich or anything, but like a higher end furniture store, where we're like shopping for something. And I don't think it can't really be that we're shopping for something we know, but we're just out and just kind of, let's look around or whatever.
No, oh, yeah. Let's go to Haverty's.
Yeah, no, we're not going to like the Lazy Boy. And I'm like, yeah, Lazy Boy. No, like a high end place, like, you know, like a Renaissance, like a nice place. But yeah, it's a weird, that's a weird thing for me. I don't know what that is. And I don't know where like the lines get crossed, but it's, yeah,
God
true.
Damn.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's absolutely true. Like, I wish I could lie about that, but it's not a lie. It's 100% truth.
I'm glad you didn't.
No, I don't lie on this show. No, I tell the truth. Again, that's why you pay your $5 a month.
That's how you watch all that HGTV.
I'm telling you. That's my Pornhub. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, fucking.
I'm like, ooh. I'm like, wow, look at that island. It's amazing. It's amazing. Incredible. It's true. All of it is true, sadly. George does the move on his girlfriend. This time he does it correctly. And she is just like blown away. She's like, wow, that was great. You're the shit. And she notices that George has notes for the move written on his hand. And so he had crib notes. And so she's like, she starts freaking out. Nah, I wouldn't have freaked out. Like, if my wife gave me, some oral sex that was like, this is the most amazing thing, I'd be like, oh, she had crib notes. I'd be like, man, that was good. Just make sure you remember. Like, what the fuck?
I'm not getting mad. Yo.
No. This nut was amazing. Thanks. A woman who gets mad at this. You're wilding. Yeah. Like, he probably talked to his boys and he was like, yo, I need to do better. You should be happy about that. Like, there's a guy who gives a fuck.
Right. He's doing this for you.
Yeah. And apparently it worked.
Exam for you.
Yeah. Look, you cheat on that exam. Look, if you, like, I would never be, if my wife, again, nah, I'm not saying that she does nor needs to, but like, if she went to some like sex class, like how to knock it out of the park for your man type of fucking class or something, the fuck I'm mad about. Sounds great. Hey, I'm gonna learn how to pole dance. What? That's fine. All of it. Do you. The fuck? Right. Like, who the hell is upset by this? She didn't know it on her own. Nigga, that's how you learn. Learn from experts. What the fuck? Come on. Everybody knows they got every guy listening to this got a part of their stroke game from a porn. I guarantee it. They did. They're like, what's this guy doing? Huh? She seems happy. All right, I'm gonna try that. Like, I'm not big enough for that. So let me try this other guy. Like, yeah, that's what you do. That's how you learn. You learn by watching. And you learn by doing. Frank then comes and confronts Kramer about the stop short move that he pulled on Estelle. And he's like, yeah, I'm about to fuck you up. So, yeah, George's dad then attacks Kramer. And Kramer, they're fighting in Jerry's apartment. And then George's dad falls onto the Fusilli Jerry and it corkscrews right up his ass.
Come on, yo. it's pasta, yo.
It would just crumble.
Yeah, it would crumble. But I get it, right? Like, they're trying to make a joke. They're trying to make a sodomy joke.
Yeah. And it just corkscrews right into his asshole, apparently. And they find themselves at Howard Cooperman, MD's proctology office, where George's dad is getting worked on. And Kramer's looking around the office, and he sees that there's a picture of a boat that is the proctologist's boat, and with the license plate "Ass Man." So he talks to the proctologist. He's like, Are you recently missing a pair of vanity plates? And the guy's like, well, yes, I am. He's like, so you're the ass man. And the guy winks at him.
He gives him the most awkward wink I've ever seen in my entire life.
I think that guy learned to wink just that day. Very, very weird. But yeah, like, proving that Kramer was right. Like, proctologists have a great sense of humor.
Apparently.
Yeah. I'm not going by the ass man, even if I was a proctologist.
Yeah. For what?
Also, what kind of person wants to be a proctologist, dude? I'm just saying. That seems weird.
Some, like, cause it's not like you just looking at ass, like you got to get up in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah.
That's gross.
I look at the same people who are proctologists, same people who are, foot doctors, a podiatrist. Nah.
I mean,
you're not a good person.
You don't like feet.
Nah, you're
crazy. What would you rather do? Proctology or podiatry?
Definitely podiatry.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm just making sure.
Nah, yeah. I'm crazy. I ain't crazy. I'm not working at a job just ramming things up people's asses. Like, come on, man. Like, Jesus Christ. Bounds of reason. But I look at dudes who are, look, proctologists, I look at you sideways, and dudes who are gynecologists, I definitely look at you sideways.
I mean, yeah, like creep. Dudes who are gynecologists are like creeps. One step away from being rapists.
Yeah, right? Nah, yeah. Oh no, let me check it out. No, nigga, don't. Get out of here. You don't have the equipment. You don't know what you're looking at. Get out of here. What is this? Is this a peach? I don't even understand it. Yeah, of course, because you don't have a vagina. So get your face out of there. There is a weird thing that there are women who don't go to female gynecologists. And that, to me, shows just how deeply homophobia is. Like, that's so weird that you would go to a dude. How the fuck does he know? I'm not going to a woman to tell me about my balls. Get out of here. She know. Oh, well. You know, it's like, make sure that, no, don't make sure nothing. You don't know what it's like to have your ball stick to your leg on a stick on a hot day. Get out of here. Now send in Dr. Cooper so he can tell me how fucked up it is. We can commiserate over it. Get out of here. Now, don't get your junk looked at by the opposite sex. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, it really doesn't. It really doesn't.
No.
Like guys have to have proctology exam. Like, they have to have fingers stuck up their asses when they're 40, like, just to make sure that everything's okay. Look, I'm not gay, but I'm not going to a woman to get that done. I'm not. You don't know what you're feeling around there for.
You don't know what's going on up there.
Right.
Like, no, I'm a doctor. Know. Are you?
Right.
Not buying it.
Right. Get out of here.
Yeah,
plus
no.
Plus your nails are long. Like,
no. These are scenarios that never happen, but these are things people think about. Yeah, they're not like they're not like characters on, you know, like women on Instagram. Like, yes, I keep 7 foot.
The last thing I need is for the secretary with the long nails to pretend that she's the doctor.
Yeah, that one day. She's like, she sees you. She's like, man, I want to get all up in that ass. I'm going to pretend to be the doctor today. Like, okay, wow, this is not a scenario I accounted for. Yeah, man. No. I got to go to a dude for that.
Yeah, so.
We're going to do a proctology exam. I'll be like, all right, let's do it. All right, dude. Like, all right, my man, let's do this. And don't look me in the eye when you're done.
Right.
Like, nah, don't do that. Nah, that's not a good time to have that done by a woman. Nah. I'm not looking forward to it. I'll tell you that.
Not looking forward to it, but you know, I'll do it.
Yeah,
get it done.
Yeah, because you know why? Because I don't want cancer.
Right.
Nah.
Right.
Nah. Nope. Some things are not worth it. How about that? Like, that's mad gay. Yeah, you know what's super gay? Being dead, nigga. Get out of here. No, fuck that. Like, again, bring Dr. Cooperman in here. Don't look at me in my eye. I got it. Look at the ground. All right. I think that is it for us for this episode. We will see you guys next time for another episode of Airing of Grievances.
See ya.
Bye.
Really?